You know, I gotta tell you, a lot of friends would let their friend go alone, but that's not who you are. You are the kind of guy who stands by a friend when he has a symposium to go to.
I don't know what to say.
It's okay, Leonard.
Oh, okay, all right, good.
Oh, boy, group hug.
Okay. So what's up?
Well, Penny is on her way to perform in a one-night showcase production of Rent, which we are unable to attend because we're going to a symposium on molecular positronium given by Dr. Emil Farman-Farmian.
Wait a minute. Farman-Farmian is speaking and you're bogarting the symposium?
Howard, I'm
sorry. No, you're quark-blocking us.
I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Howard, listen.
Now, it's okay. It's your Millennium Falcon. You and Chewbacca do whatever you want to do. Me and Princess Leia here will find some other way to spend the evening.
Howard, wait. Sheldon, I think we should tell them.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
There's no symposium. Leonard lied to me. Isn't that right, Leonard?
Well, I don't know what to say.
It's okay, I do. Look, Leonard is helping Sheldon through a family crisis. He made up the whole story about the symposium with Dr. Farman-Farmian.
Good for you.
Because he didn't want Sheldon to be embarrassed. And there is nothing to be embarrassed about, okay? Every family in America has a relative holed up in a garage somewhere huffing paint thinner.
No, I'm lost too. I think she skipped a step.
No, look, Sheldon's cousin Leo escaped rehab, and he's in a Motel 8 in Long Beach. The whole family's going out for an intervention. Leonard is driving Sheldon down there to help him through this because he's such a good man.
Another hug? Thank you.
All right, you guys. Good luck.
Thanks, Penny. Break a leg.
Yeah, break a leg. So road trip to Long Beach.
We're not going to Long Beach.
Why not?
Because Sheldon doesn't have a drug-addicted cousin Leopold.
Oh, too bad.
I've always wanted to go to Long Beach.
It's a very nice community. The Queen Mary is docked there, once the largest ocean liner in the world. It's now a hotel and restaurant where they host a surprisingly gripping murder mystery dinner.
Sounds fun.
I'm game.
Shotgun.
No. Leonard gets nauseous unless he sits in front, and even then it's iffy.
Wait, are we really going to Long Beach?
Leonard.
Let it go, Sheldon. The murderer was a first mate, whether it makes sense to you or not.
No, that's the least of our worries. I've been doing some research on addiction, both the biochemical and behavioral aspects, and I think there's a problem with the current version of our lives.
What are you talking about? It's fine. She bought it. It's over.
Sadly, it's not. Substance abuse is a lifelong struggle, but beyond that, I have realized that the Leo I described would not have agreed to go to rehab.
Why not?
Because Leo's a middle child.
No, Leo, how can you say that?
You didn't read the bio, did you? He's not just a middle child. He is the quintessential middle child, from a broken home to boot. Psychologically speaking, the attention he gets by rebelling, even to the point of self-destruction, is more emotionally valuable than the help he would get at rehab.
I've got a solution.
Great. What is it?
Get out!
Fine. I've hesitated to point this out, but I must now remind you that we are in our current predicament because of your initial and totally inadequate deceit. I'm just trying to clean up after your mess. We'll talk in the morning.
Morning.
Who are you?
I am Sheldon's cousin, Leo.
Oh, God! Sheldon does not have a cousin, Leo.
Au contraire. I'm 26 years old. I'm originally from Denton, Texas. But I was a Navy brat, so I was brought up on a variety of military bases around the world. As a result, I've often felt like an outsider, never really fitting in, which is probably the reason for my substance abuse problem.
Excuse me, we just went over this. As the quintessential middle child, your addiction is rooted in your unmet need for attention.
Oh, Sheldon, are we really going to go with pop psychology?
For your information, this is all based on solid research. Just stick with the character profile I wrote for you.
Sheldon?
I'm sorry, Leonard, this is Toby Lubenfeld. He's a research assistant in the particle physics lab, but he also minored in theater at MIT.
It's more of a double major, actually. Theater and physics. You can guess which one my bourgeois parents pushed me toward.
Yeah, I got it.
Sheldon, why? Well, you see, while Leo would not have gone into rehab, it is completely plausible that we would have talked him into leaving the motel and coming home with us.
Oh. Sheldon, how about this as my motivation? When I was 14 years old, I was abused in the Philippines by a club-footed Navy chaplain.
No, we're going with middle child and a genetic predisposition to inadequate serotonin production.
Well, how do I play genetic predisposition?
Subtextually, of course. Just have fun with it. Morning, Penny.
How did the intervention go?
Unfortunately, we weren't able to convince him to go to rehab.
Well, based on what you told me, I am not surprised.
But we did convince him to leave the motel. Come say hello. Leo, this is Penny, our friend and neighbor.
Hi, Leo. How are you feeling?
Let me ask you something, Penny. Have you ever woken up in a flea-bag motel covered in your own vomit next to a transsexual prostitute?
No.
Then don't ask me how I'm feeling.
Well, that's Leo. Hey, why don't you tell me about your showcase last night?
Oh, it was okay, I guess. It wasn't a big turnout, but they both really seemed to like it.
There were only two people there?
By the end, yeah.
Damn you, Chapman Horrigan!
I'm sorry?
The Philippines. 1992. The Subic Bay Naval Station, a young boy on the cusp of manhood. His only companions, mongrel dogs and malarial mosquitoes. Desperate and alone, he reached out to a man who promised to introduce him to a merciful, loving God, but who instead introduced him to a gin-pickled tongue shoved down his adolescent throat. What choice did he have but to drink, shoot, and snort his pain away?
Don't forget his genetic predisposition towards addiction.
That's never been proven.
There have been studies.
Not double-blind studies.
How could there be a double-blind study? Who would be the control group?
As you can see, detoxing can get pretty ugly. Let's give them some privacy.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to come over to my place, have coffee?
Oh, sounds good.
I have a video of me singing last night. Do you want to see it?
Gee, why wouldn't I?
This is even better than you coming to the showcase, because now I get to watch you watch me.
Yeah! Funny how things work out.
And but he loved the companionship and the wisdom that his own father failed to provide.
Your parents made the right decision.
I cannot work like this. This is amazing. Just sitting on a couch watching TV with a woman. Not being drunk or high or wondering if you're a dude down there.
Leo, you are a very sweet, really funny guy. You're gonna do okay.
One day at a time, Penny. One day at a time.
How long is he going to stay here?
He's a homeless drug addict, Leonard. Where is he going to go? Oh, you have a lot to learn about lying.